We're back once again with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. This week, we continue our series on healthcare trends and behaviors among the generation known as the Young Invincibles, otherwise the Millennials. And again, those were born between 1980 and 1997, so 18 years old to 35 today. The Transamerica Center for Health Studies published Young Adults Healthcare Reality, a national study of over 1,000 millennials across the country to really look at their behaviors and their attitudes and really how they're dealing with the need to have healthcare, the requirement to have healthcare. And one of the most shocking results for me about the Young Invincibles was that millennials are dealing with a high number of health conditions, actually, and even chronic illnesses. Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here and, of course, oversaw the study. So, Hector, it's a pretty shocking insight, isn't it, that you think of the Young Invincibles as healthy and robust and probably not utilizing healthcare as much as an older generation, but that's not the case.
Absolutely. Our survey found that more than half of millennials, 54%, report having been diagnosed with a health condition, which is a very large number for that demographic. 23% of millennials say they've been diagnosed with either depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, or alcohol or drug treatment. 15% report being overweight and 7% are obese, for a total of 22% with weight-related issues, and 14% report having anxiety disorder. So that in combination is 54% mm-hmm. of this big demographic group. It's bigger than the baby boomers.
Is it that somehow the this millennial generation is less healthy than perhaps a generation before them, or is it that they're just accessing healthcare and so we have this data? Driving this?
Well, interestingly, these results also correlate with results from the Transamerica Center for Health Studies 2015 survey of the general population across all age groups. Americans reported having the same chronic conditions as millennials, ranked in the same order. So there's no difference between all age groups and this younger group. So that's another very interesting finding in terms of you would expect to see some differences between younger folks and older ones, and yet there isn't.
You mentioned chronic illnesses. And what are they doing to deal with this? Is it long-term treatment?
We found a disconnect between the number of millennials reporting a chronic illness and their priority in treating these conditions and understanding the quality of their health. More than half of millennials, 53%, who reported having a chronic illness do not take medication to manage their illness, which is another very, very surprising result. 10% of millennials take supplements to relieve chronic illness symptoms. But as I mentioned, two of the top three were mental health issues, and supplements are probably not the most effective treatment for that.
Right.
And 68% of those who say they have been diagnosed with a health condition rate their health as good or excellent. So they are not at all syncing up with their conditions or taking it seriously. Another thing that we found out in general was that many times millennials go without treatment of many kinds because of cost. So clearly there is an affordability issue for millennials as there is with the general population.
Well, the full report's at Transamerica Center for Health Studies.org, or just go to transamericainstitute.org and access it through the health center. Hector, thanks as always for your fascinating insights. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.